kind of want it.
Yeah, I think you've described what all of us have gone through, because it's a tremendous shaking of our worldview. Because like you said, we like to be in control. We like to believe what we perceive as real. We like to believe that our opinions are truth. Yeah. We like just to feel, yeah, this whole sense of control and security. And so we go through our life trying to be in control, trying to be insecure, trying to be secure, trying to prove that everything we think about is right. And yet, if we look at our lives, we can see that that whole endeavor just brings us all of our problems. Because all of our conflicts with other people mostly center around our wanting to convince them that our way of seeing it is the right way. Yeah? I mean, whoever we're in conflict with, they're seeing the situation incorrectly. We're seeing it right. If they only changed their mind and saw it as we did and changed their behavior, we'd all live happily ever after. And as my friend who does conflict mediation says, he gets all the nice, agreeable, flexible people who come to his courses, and all the other idiots who are stubborn, they stay away, you know? And he always marvels, isn't that interesting, you know? I get the tolerant, open-minded one. Yeah? Okay? So, I mean, when we really start to... It does shake up everything when we start to question things. Okay? But if we come to the basic thing of, is everything completely wonderful in my life now? If we just ask ourselves that question, do I have everlasting happiness at this moment? Okay? The answer is very clearly no. Okay? I mean, we can see, besides, you know, having to deal with all those other obnoxious people, you know, and the society and the president and the war and the pollution, just the fact that we're going to get old and sick and die is not really something we would choose to do on our holiday, you know. I mean, just having to face that is not a hunky-dory situation. And if we really look at that and say, hold on, you know, I mean, I'm in this situation, this is what's going to happen. Is it really wonderful? Is this all I'm capable of in my life? Is this what I want to keep experiencing? And then we begin to say, hold on, no. You know, there's got to be another way to live. There's got to be a way out of this mess. And so then we begin to think, well, maybe if I change my way of thinking about things, I could also change what my experience is. And so that gives us a little bit of encouragement to start to re-examine our opinions and beliefs, because we begin to see that our current opinions and beliefs just keep us stuck in this situation that is not 100% glorious. Okay? And then the whole thing about control. I mean, we like to have control. We feel we're in control. But if we really ask ourselves, how much in our lives do we control? Okay? We can't control the traffic on the highway. We can't control the weather. We can't control the economy. You know, we can't control the minds of the people we live with. We can't control our own body, all the functions of our own body. We can't control the aging process. We can't even control our minds when we sit to do the breathing meditation for 10 minutes.
Oh my. After my...
Shall we talk about love? Yeah? So, you see, this whole, it's also a fantasy to think that we're really in control, because if we really open our eyes, we're not in control. Okay? The point is, we can become in control. There's hope, Warren. Or what we also can do is either we can become in control, or we can also relax into the fact that we're not in control. So instead of battling reality and making our life this constant battle, we can just relax into it and accept what's happening. But that involves a change in our ideas. That involves letting go of our opinion.
It's misguided impulse.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both. I mean, we're attached to this idea of having control. We're attached to having control. And we're ignorant in the sense that we think that we actually do it. Yeah. And that part of the thing in the, you know, when you're doing mindfulness meditation is just to be aware of our own lack of control and relax with it instead of fighting it. Well, becoming aware of what's happening in each present moment without trying to put the blueprint of what we want it to be on top of it. I mean, of course we can still have aspirations, we still relate and change things and all, but this mind that approaches every situation with, this has to be what I want it to be, you know, and then when nothing is the way we want it to be, we get angry, we get disillusioned, we get discouraged. This whole should mind, yeah. There shouldn't be wars. Why shouldn't there be wars? Yeah. As long as we have ignorance, anger, and attachment, why shouldn't there be wars? This is the reality of the situation. But we get all hung up in, there shouldn't be wars. So instead of, you know, dealing with the anger, ignorance, and attachment, we're busy battling the reality of the war. Okay? And we get overwhelmed by it. Yeah?
How solid?
So your question is the determination to be free, how solid does it have to be to really continue in the practice? It's like all the other understandings of the path. It's something that grows on us. So it's like, I mean, any of the topics we understand, when we first hear them, we understand it. And then we go deeper and we think about it more and we hear it again and we think about it again. And then it keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Okay? So the determination to be free, it starts out, you know, probably with most of us being fairly intellectual. But as we keep coming back to it and we keep understanding our own situation better and our own potential better, then the determination to be free automatically grows. Now, at one point in the path, they say it becomes spontaneous. Day and night, you don't even need to cultivate it anymore. Yeah, nice. But, you know, however much of it we have can act as a motivation to keep practicing, and then that enables us to develop that determination more, which practice more, and, you know, like that. Yes, simple. You have something? Okay, so your question is, you know, if we really can't change old age, sickness, and death, why even think about them? Let's just accept them and go on with our life instead of trying to make a determination to be free from them. Okay, now we actually need two minds, okay? There's two minds that come together. We need to accept something, but we can accept something and try and change it at the same time. Okay? In other words, accepting it means that we accept that this is reality. This is what's happening. Okay? But that doesn't mean that we have to accept it as a predetermined forever and ever thing when it's actually within our power to control the causes and conditions that produce it. Okay? So accepting things, this is where we get confused in the West. We think that if you accept something, then you don't try and change it. It's like, well, if I accept social injustice, then I won't do anything to try and remedy poverty and racism and sexism because I accept it. Okay? So then we get in this thing, well, I won't accept it, and then we get our self-righteous, more indignatious anger, you know, at all these creeps who are racist and sexist and pollute the world, you know, and who don't run the world as we think it should be run, because we know it's best. Yeah? But so the thing to do in that situation is we have to accept, you know, okay, the world is like this. This is what's happening right now. That doesn't mean we need to get angry about it. That doesn't mean we need to continue to let it exist either. Okay, we can change the causes that are going to produce it in the future, but we have to accept that it is the present reality right now. Okay, so it's the same thing, you know, with aging, sickness, and death. They are our reality. Okay, so we accept them. I mean, we're going to get wrinkles, yeah, and we're going to die, and we're going to get sick. That's just our reality. Yeah, but, and that's our reality of having the present body that we have. But there is a possibility to do something about this in the future so we don't have to keep doing it. Okay. So if we could really accept, you know, just that one thing of aging, then we could approach it and in a really seeing its benefits and growing old gracefully. Similarly, you know, if we really look at the issue of our own death, which is what we're going to talk about next time, you know. But just, you know, if we could accept the fact that we were going to die and be able to look at that reality and just come to terms with it, then we wouldn't be so afraid of dying. But it's because we don't want to look at it, you know, that we pretend it doesn't exist and we color it and we make it beautiful and we ignore it and we build up so much garbage around it. But that's all a big mask for the very real fear that's sitting in our hearts because we won't accept it, because we won't look at it. Yeah? So just that thing of if we could really accept that we're going to die, then we could die and we'd be perfectly happy. Yeah? Okay. So shall we sit for a few minutes and digest everything? So try and think about what you heard. You know, in terms of your own life, let it sink in, make it part of your own being. So we'll sit for just about 5 minutes.